Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Now it's the time on All of It where we try to help you sort through what's happening around town, because New York has no shortage of cultural events. Every Friday, Charlie Herman highlights one thing he's excited about that's coming up and opening, and one thing that culture lovers should rush out and see before it goes away. Charlie Herman is the culture editor of the WNYC newsroom, and you are very dapper today.
Thank you.
Purple tie.
A little dressed up on a Friday.
Herringbone, you look wonderful.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to talk Harry Potter.
There is a new exhibit at the New York Historical Society. It is called Harry Potter, A History of Magic, and it comes from the British Library. It was the most popular exhibit that they had ever had at that location in England, and now it is here to mark the 20th anniversary, 20 years, 1998, of the publishing of The Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Have you read the book?
No, yes. I have. It's funny. My son's not that into it, but he recently sort of perked up about it. So this may be coming into
life. This may be coming into your life.
Yeah.
Well, what's really interesting is that this show, I mean, they're trying to cater to definitely folks who have kids, but also adults as well.
Oh, yes. My friend went to the Harry Potter exhibit down in Florida, whichever one of the fancy places it is. And she said it was all like 25 and 6-year-olds who read it when they were, you know, or 36 years old who read it when they were 10 or 11.
The thing about this exhibit is that it's about the writing of the book. So I'd say there's kind of like two strands that are going through it. On the one hand, there's her whole process of writing the book. Like, there's pictures that she drew of Harry Potter. There's a picture that she drew of Hogwarts. There's the actual, you know, text that she wrote by hand with her notes on them. So you really get a sense of, like, what it was like to build the story. And then through the other side of it, the other thread of it is really kind of exploring myths and legends and stories that she either directly pulled from or that are just part of our lives, whatever culture you are in. You know, different mysteries, different ideas like that. So, for example, they have objects and manuscripts, books, sort of dispersed throughout it, and they organize it according to classes at Hogwarts, the school for magic. So there is a potions room, and there's an herbology room, and then there's a divination and charms room. There's an astronomy room. So you sort of go through each one of them, and what they have in them are these examples of, you know, things that tie into it. So, for example, one of my favorite things was this thing called the Ripley Scroll. It is 20 feet long. It is this, like, psychedelic colors, and it's really hard to describe, but you look at it and you're like, what is this? And it is just basically a manual for how you can create your own philosopher's stone, which allows you to convert metal into gold and maybe live forever. But this is this enormous text that, as you know, in the first book, it was called the Sorcerer's Stone. The Philosopher's Stone. An interesting side note, there's a letter from the U.S. editor saying, you know, this book that you published in England called The Philosopher's Stone, you know, I think you might want to change that to The School of Magic, because I think if you have philosophy in it, Americans might think that this is a book about philosophy. And so she pushed back, and so in the U.S. it's actually called The Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh, pshaw.
There are a lot of really interesting items here. There is the oldest atlas that is believed to ever exist of the night sky.
Oh, wow.
Before telescopes. It comes from China. It has from about 1,300 stars listed in this chart.
Wow.
There are astrolabes, which help sort of chart the skies, one from Isfahan, from Iran, from I think it was the 13th century. Really, you know, these are rare things to see. And it's a really great opportunity at both the, you know, really understanding how across cultures people have tried to understand the world and come up with either ways to measure it or stories and myths, and how it also ties into the Harry Potter story. I would also add, there are some interactive stuff for kids. You can, like, make your own potions or get your tarot cards read. I got mine, and it says that I'm very good at communicating.
Yes.
And I get to the heart of the matter. So I'm going to ask my boss to...
Accurate.
I'm going to ask him to use tarot cards next time my evaluation
comes
up. For my review.
It just sounds like you don't have to be a Harry Potter fan.
No.
You could be a curious person.
It's definitely, like, sort of for curious people, and I think it's really interesting to see, at least, you know, being a journalist, the writing process and how people go through so many editions.